The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
America has a hero shortage. We're talking about that on today's edition of the Carl Jackson Podcast.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Carl Jackson Podcast. Guys, listen, America has a hero shortage. I'm going to be going through, and forgive me, I'm still battling this laryngitis. I was hoping that I'd be better by today, but obviously I haven't had the chance to rest my vocal cords, and frankly, I will lay down this weekend. We're in a fight for America. We're in a fight for freedom, and I don't intend to give up on that fight one iota, and even for 24 hours. But here's what I want to talk to you about today. Again, America has a hero shortage. I'm going to talk about a few stories here to try to make my point. And you guys, I'm sure you see the big background of Tom McDonald. He's a YouTube rapper sensation that has blown up over the years. I've actually been rapping for quite some time, but when he started, he hit his niche when he started rapping about cultural and political issues, putting them to rhyme. He's been doing a phenomenal job. He has another video out, and we'll dissect that at the end of the podcast. But first, I want to talk to you about a couple stories, just real quick, a couple of things in the headlines. The Biden administration, or Biden, he's going to be headed to Uvalde, Texas, to basically exploit the shooting there. I'm sure he'll be talking about gun control. A little gun grabber will talk about how he needs to take guns away from people. Another thing that isn't happening is that I want you to be aware of. Gas prices are not going to be coming down because the Biden administration doesn't want them to come down. They're using this as an opportunity, these high skyrocketing gas prices, to transition, this great transition they've been talking about. And so I want you guys to understand the Biden administration is totally trying to crush the American spirit, trying to crush your way of life, and they're being effective at it. They're not renewing any oil or gas leases for these companies, these energy companies, to be able to drill. And so the goal is to crush you, to make life miserable for you so that you voluntarily give up your freedom. And when I say your freedom, I mean the internal combustible engine. And then you graduate to electric vehicles. But honestly, not all of us will be able to afford an electrical vehicle, including myself, at least right now. And I wouldn't want one if I could, frankly. So the goal is eventually to get us into these urban areas like the Chicago's, like New York City, where the left can control us. So we'll touch on that a little bit today. But what I really wanted to hone down on today is this American hero shortage. Obviously, we're heading into Memorial Day weekend, where so many of our soldiers have bled and, you know, died, and we're going to be using that day as a caller called in when I was sitting in for the Larry Elder show that said we need to stop saying Happy Memorial Day. And she said something to the effect of we need to start saying Grateful Day. And I agree with that. The more that I think about it, it doesn't flow as smoothly. Right. But she's absolutely right. We need to be grateful for the country that we live in and for the sacrifices that so many of our soldiers, troops over the years have made so that we could have the freedoms that we do have, even though the Biden administration and the Democrat Party are working hard to destroy all of those freedoms. We still have the opportunity to fight, and I intend to fight. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, you intend to do the same. So America has a hero shortage. I'm going to go through a couple stories. First off, Mattel releases a Barbie doll based on transgender actor Laverne Cox. I'm going to try to tie all of this together for you. a hat tip to who was this from? This is from The Blaze. And then hat tip to The Federalist. Biden administration, K-12 schools must put boys in girls' bathrooms in order to get federal lunch money. These are Marxists that are bullying us to get their way. But this isn't new news. The Obama administration did this as early as 2015. So the Biden administration is keeping it up. And also, this story, Bill Gates poured millions into dark money. Into a dark money fund attacking Elon Musk. So you have billionaire on billionaire crime where Bill Gates is trying to undermine and destroy Elon Musk. He's scared, absolutely terrified of what will happen if free speech remains inside of the United States, because Bill Gates is a traitor. Bill Gates is a traitor. I have no problem in saying that. I know I'm going to be called an extremist and this and that. I don't care. The guy is a traitor. The guy made his money in the United States of America. He became very successful in the United States of America. He's doing everything that he can to undermine the greatness of America and to make sure there's people that don't follow in his footsteps. The guy's a traitor to the United States. As far as I'm concerned, I can't stand him. He's the epitome of evil. So we'll get into that. But first, let me start with this story. I thought it was very fascinating. I saw this on The Blaze, and it was just one of those stories that grabbed me. And then I thought about how could I use it in a larger context. And again, if you're tuning in and you're watching the video, you're watching us on Rumble, you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe, like and subscribe to these podcasts. Get them in your inbox. Because we are constantly battling, just being honest with you. I'm not playing the victim card, but the truth of the matter is, you know, the left is trying to censor us, especially if you happen to be a black conservative like I am. They're doing their best to censor us so that more voices aren't out there. There are some people that slipped through the cracks and have done wonderful black conservatives that have become amazingly successful. And I'm so proud of them for doing so. But there's a lot of us that are still trying to get out there to make sure that we have a voice and that we put your voice on the national stage so that you cannot be quieted or censored. And the same is true for us. Hat tip The Blaze. Mattel releases Barbie doll based on transgender actor Laverne Cox. Here's a summary. Mattel has released a Barbie tribute collection doll based on transgender actor Laverne Cox, a dude who identifies as a dudette. Those are my words. According to Cox's biography on Twitter, anyway, Cox is a, quote, four-time Emmy-nominated actress and Emmy-winning producer, close quote. Apparently, that's on his Twitter account. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean to Laverne Cox. If Laverne Cox wants to be called Laverne Cox, that's all cool and swell. But I believe in science. I believe in the God of the Bible. And I believe they go hand in hand. And I believe when you mess with that plan, you're liable to get chaos. You're just liable to get chaos. You know, another thing that I'm going to do is today is I'll just review some of the gun control myths that are out there so that you can have that in your pocket when you need to pull it out, you know, battle a little lefty or what have you. Because, again, the left's goal is to squash your Second Amendment right. If the left can squash your Second Amendment right, they can squash every other right. They don't want you to have the power to be able to defend yourself against a tyrannical government. If, in fact, one day the government decides, you know what, we're going to show up in your front yard with a tank and you're going to completely comply. You're going to do whatever we want you to do, you know, like they have to do in Russia. That's what the left wants. We live in a sick world, but I do believe that God has put us here for such a time as this. Going back to the story. So here's a quote from Homeboy Cox. Homeboy Cox, I'm referring to Laverne Cox, and Laverne Cox is a four-time Emmy-nominated actress and Emmy-winning producer who is a transgender actor. All right. So what excites, this is what Homeboy Cox said, what excites me most about her being out in the world is that trans, speaking of the Barbie doll, is that trans young people can see her and maybe get to purchase her and play with her and know that there's a Barbie made by Mattel for the first time in the likeness of a trans person. Now, you know what? I understand that people suffer from gender dysphoria, and I'm not mad at Laverne Cox because he suffers from gender dysphoria. But let's just ask an honest question here. How many kids out there are suffering with gender dysphoria? I do believe that it's becoming a fad just because kids have empty souls right now. They're not in school. They're not in church. They're not in, you know, they're not playing sports. They're not being very active, many of them, due to the lockdowns. I know many of them have gone back to school, but for the time that they were out, so many of these kids were just online and their lives were filled with nothingness. Again, not going to church, not being involved in other extracurricular activities outside of the home. They've been brainwashed by a lot of the stuff that they've been seeing online, even more so, obviously, since they had all of that downtime during COVID. But how many kids out there suffer with gender dysphoria? The number is so minuscule, it's not even funny. And yet Mattel is going to capitulate to the lefties and create this doll. And I guess they have, already. Laverne Cox went on to say that in this environment where trans kids are being attacked, this can also be a celebration of transness and also a space for them to dream, understand, and be reminded that trans is beautiful. I don't even understand that statement, to be frank, but it is what it is. People reported that Cox noted being, quote, very involved in the designing of the doll. Here's what Cox had to say, and I quote, "I was like, can we make her look more like me or more African American?" And we had a conversation about highlights and lowlights because I'm blonde most of the time now, but I'm a black girl, so I need a dark root. And no, sorry, Laverne, you're not. And we had a whole conversation about how they can't do that, but they could do dark lowlights, close quote. As a child, this is something that I want to speak to. I think is very important. As a child, Cox wanted to play with Barbie dolls, but was not allowed to do so. But later in life, at the recommendation of a therapist, Cox purchased a Barbie as an adult. Do you know how many therapists out there are doing damage because they're woke now? Honestly, you can't even take a lot of therapists. I know there are many therapists out there that are good therapists. But overall, the profession has been totally, completely, and utterly destroyed. Licensed mental health counselors, so many of them that exist, psychologists, psychiatrists even, a lot of these people are warped themselves and looking for an escape, and they go into that particular profession trying to fix other people, and they're not fixed themselves, and they're doing more damage than good because they have no common sense. They're just as emotional as any other left-wing Marxist out there. Unfortunately, they don't realize it oftentimes, but this particular therapist did damage, in my opinion, to Laverne Cox. All right, now, let me tell you guys a story, and I've shared this story on air before. Listen, I think I'm secure in my manliness enough to share this story, even as my voice is still going. All right, so I can remember as a kid, I had G.I. Joe. My sister's really into Barbie. I mean, she collected Barbies like you wouldn't believe it. She had this big, huge mansion, all these little toys, all these cars, so many outfits. It was unbelievable. She used to literally do their hair and buy other dolls, larger dolls even, and do their hair. I mean, incessantly. She was really into that, really into making them look good. Ken Barbie, all that kind of stuff. You know, it was fun for her. It was a hobby of hers. And even when she was into her, I believe early to mid 20s, she was still doing it before eventually she got rid of all of her stuff. It would be worth a fortune today. Oh my Lord, it would be worth a fortune today. But anyway, she got rid of that. Got rid of that stuff. But I can recall as a young kid, I would go on the side of our house, and at the time there was like a little dirt path where my mother would grow plants, and my dad would throw some of his work material on the side of the house or whatever. And so I would go on the side of the house. There were these giant Italian cypress that blocked the view between us and our neighbor. If you're facing the front door to the right of us, and there was a little area of dirt there that you could just play around with. And as a young boy, you enjoyed doing that. It was really fun. So what I would do, and don't tell my sister, but I would sneak out. I would get some of her Barbies. I would play with Barbies too. Guys, I'm admitting it. I would play with Barbies too, but here's what I would do. I would get those Barbies and I would pretend like they were dating my G.I. Joe. I would take them out on dates and stuff like that. Sometimes there would be a car crash or something like that. And then the hero would always come to save the day, right? So my G.I. Joe would, my G.I. Joe would not only Mac to the Barbies, but if in the event of a crisis, my G.I. Joe would save their lives because I wanted to see, a hero. But you know what? We grew up like this, and I think that's normal. I think that's normal. You know what I fear about this shooter in Uvalde, Texas? I'm concerned that the behaviors that we're seeing in young people like him are no longer an aberration. I fear that what we're seeing with this shooter is becoming the norm. When I read some of his profile, I know a lot of conservatives were coming out and saying, listen, this fits a certain model. And I'm just sitting there thinking, does it really? I mean, does it really? I'll be honest. I'd be more surprised if more kids aren't acting like that shooter. When you take God out of the culture, you take kids away from church. You take kids away from school and friends. You have broken homes like crazy, not just in the Black community, but increasingly in white and white and Latino, the white and Latino population. What do you expect to happen? These kids are completely empty, and they're looking for something to fill the void in their hearts and their souls. All right, so here, the story goes on. I beg my mother. This is Laverne Cox. I just wanted to share that story with you about Barbie because I think we're missing heroes. I think we're missing heroes. I think America has a hero shortage, and it's time for more of us to become everyday heroes. Listen, we're not going to be like those World War II vets or Vietnam vets or North Korea vets, World War I vets. You know, I mean, those guys fought some serious battles. Revolutionary War, the Civil War. But I do believe that we're in a cold Civil War, thank God, with the left in the country. And I think we are in a scary place. All right. So this is what Laverne Cox had to say. He said, I begged my mother for a Barbie doll. And she said no, because I was assigned male at birth. And when I was in my 30s, I was in therapy. Here it is again. This therapist destroying this man. I was in my 30s and telling my therapist that I was denied the opportunity to play with Barbie dolls. And my therapist said, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. And what you should do for your inner child is go out and buy yourself a Barbie doll. And you know what? To some extent, I understand why a therapist would say it's never too late to, you know, to have a happy childhood. How many of us guys, you know, there's cars that we couldn't afford or things that we couldn't afford as when we were younger that, you know, now perhaps we can. I love, you know, radio control cars. I couldn't afford them when we were younger. My dad would take us to tracks at times or to hobby stores where not, you know, not the things that you would buy in Target or Kmart, not any of those, but the professional grade radio control cars and stuff that people would actually race. And some people would do it for a living. Some people do it for a living this day, but I couldn't afford them. Today I can, right? And so I totally get that. But the thing is, there's gender confusion here. There's gender confusion here. And I think this therapist is disgusting. Is a disgusting therapist, to be honest with you. So Laverne Cox said, I played with my Barbie and I told my mom what my therapist had said. And that first Christmas after that, my mom sent me a Barbie doll. And she's been sending me Barbies for Christmas and for my birthday. So Laverne Cox's mother did the right thing. The therapist turns around and does the wrong thing. And now Laverne Cox will continue in his confusion. And the mother is now going to help her to perpetuate that confusion, because now the experts have said that a dude is a dude is a dudette. And it's just wrong. Here's what the executive VP of Mattel had to say. According to People, executive VP and global head of Barbie and dolls at Mattel, Lisa McKnight, said in a statement, quote, we are proud to highlight the importance of inclusion and acceptance at every age and to recognize Laverne's significant impact on culture with the tribute collection, Barbie, close quote. Now, here's what this executive VP doesn't realize. She's actually participating in destroying women's rights. All in the name of being woke, all in the name of being diverse, all in the name of being inclusive. She's actually doing more damage to the people that look like her than she even realizes. But again, that's what happens when you take God out of the conversation, when you take God out of society. Here's a let me just get into this real quick before I get into the nitty gritty and I dissect this video as well. Bill Gates poured millions into dark money fund attacking Elon Musk. And again, the theme for this podcast today is America has a hero shortage. The mother stood up for Laverne Cox doing the right thing initially, and then she weakened. Right. America has a hero shortage. Elon Musk has recently become, I've become more, I don't like electrical vehicles. I think it's all a scam.
My buddies at American Adversaries, they talk about this well all the time on their radio show here on AM 950, The Answer, WORL in Orlando, same station that I'm based out of. And just these electrical vehicles, it's all nonsense. If we were all to get electrical vehicles, I mean, the grid would just shut down. Not to mention how toxic they are for the environment. They are worse than the cars that are, or at least just as bad, but I believe worse than cars that are that have an internal combustible engine, because look at all the mining that you have to do for the lithium, the cobalt. There's child slavery involved, or child labor involved anyway, in dealing for some of the digging for some of these materials. And then what do you do at the end? So the car runs clean for its entire lifetime while you own it, while you drive it, and they're fun. I get that. I understand that. But all the problems and the damage that you're doing to the environment while the car's battery is being built. Listen, you do more damage in that period of time. And then not to mention, you're going to have to eventually dispose of that battery. So that's doing a lot of damage to the environment, but you're doing more damage in the production of these electrical vehicles in that short period of time. Even though they're running clean for their lifetime while they're on the road, you're doing more damage than internal combustible engines. And the average life of someone driving a car with an internal combustible engine, but just in the production phase of that new car being built, that new electrical vehicle. And not to mention, all of this stuff runs on, you need coal. So you're not doing anything for the environment. This is all about virtue signaling. And this, again, is America. Since we're so devoid of God in our culture, we have to find other things to worship. So some people worship electrical vehicles. Hat tip Breitbart: Bill Gates poured millions into dark money fund attacking Elon Musk. Research exclusively shared with Breitbart News identifies hundreds of millions of dollars flowing from Bill Gates Foundation to 11 of the 26 organizations that signed an open letter last month urging Twitter advertisers to boycott the company if Elon Musk restores free speech on the platform. Why is Bill Gates so afraid of free speech? Breitbart News reports, based on research and analysis from the newly formed Foundation for Freedom Online, analyzed public filings to trace hundreds of millions of dollars in contributions from the letter signatories back to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In total, 11 of the 26 anti-Musk organizations received funding from a Gates-backed entity. The new venture fund, which in 2020 received the largest one-year commitment the Gates Foundation had made in more than half a decade, funds four of the signatories. They are the Center for Media Justice, the Media Democracy Fund, the National Hispanic Media Coalition via the Media Democracy Fund, Accountable Tech, the Tides Foundation, also a recipient of Gates Foundation money, funds five of the signatories, including Free Press, Indivisible, NARAL, Pro-Choice America, Media Matters, Black Lives Matter Global Network. Two other signatories are tied to Gates Foundation money: Empowering Pacific Islanders Community, funded by Gates-backed community partners; ReProAction, a project of Gates-backed NEO philanthropy. The open letter's connection to the billionaire Microsoft founder is significant, as Gates is in the middle of a public feud with Musk over free speech. Last month, Gates revealed his $500 million short position against Musk-owned Tesla, prompting Musk to call Gates a boner killer, alongside a meme of Gates as a pregnant man emoji. Gates is also an outspoken censorship proponent. Why? What is it that Bill Gates doesn't want us to know about what he's into? It's amazing. These people get all this power, they get all this money, and yet they're devoid of God. So they just try to figure out ways to make your life miserable and to keep you down. It used to be that a lot of these people in America, the guys that would achieve, the heights of success, would try to leave the door open so other people. I know that's not always the case. There's always exceptions. There's always been monopolies. I totally get that. But America as a whole, there was this idea, there's this concept that I can make it, you can make it here too. But now you got people like Bill Gates that are no longer those type of heroes. And it's like, hey, I made it. I want to make sure that no one else has the opportunity to make it. And not only that, I want to control everybody. The man is sick. He's the epitome of evil. So you have billionaire on billionaire crime. This has caused me to like Elon Musk more. I was very skeptical about Elon Musk, but he appears to be at least a man of conviction. Way, you know, I disagree with him, obviously, politically on many issues, but he appears to be a man of conviction. And I can be down with that. That's cool with me. Whereas Bill Gates seems to be a man that plays this role like he's this smart, nice intellectual when he's doing everything he can to undermine freedom, not just here in the United States, but across the globe. What an evil traitor Bill Gates is. I can't stand him with every fabric of my being. Let me get to this story. The Federalist Biden administration, K-12 schools must put boys and girls' bathrooms to get federal lunch money. Where are the dads? Where are the dads standing up to this nonsense? Where are the dads saying enough is enough? No little boy is going to go into the bathroom with my daughter. Otherwise, I'm going to catch a case. Where are those dads? All right. Hat tip the Federalist. Biden administration K-12 schools must put boys and girls bathrooms to get federal lunch money. And I know some of you are still wondering, Carl, why do you have this video of Tom McDonald up on your up behind you? And I'll explain. He's come out with a video called The System. I guess it came out a couple of weeks ago or so. I love watching Tom McDonald videos. They have a lot of meaning and they have a lot of purpose. And I actually think he's doing what artists used to do. They used to rage against the machine, right? Fight against the system. Now, not so much. They capitulate to the system. It's the weirdest thing ever. Tom McDonald doesn't do that. And I respect him for that. So again, the Biden administration, K-12 schools must put boys and girls bathrooms to get federal lunch money. This isn't anything new. The Obama administration did this, tried to implement this back in 2015. But here's the story. K-12 schools must allow boys and girls private areas to obtain federal funds for lunches, breakfast, and snacks. So yes, the Biden administration is going to groom your poor children if you want them to be fed in school. These people are evil. The president used to be somewhat of a hero, even if you disagreed with him politically. You expect the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, to be able to be to protect your children, or to even desire, or at least desire to protect your children, to protect the nation. We have someone now that is the total opposite of what a hero is. The total opposite of what a hero is. Biden is a feckless coward. He's a loser. He's a guy that's never accomplished anything in the real world. All he's done is told people what to do in the government sector. And he's been told by other people that he's smart. And now we see that, obviously, I've known this for quite some time. I'm sure many of you have, that they've been lying to him. The guy is an ignorant buffoon. And he's the epitome of evil. So the Biden administration announces this month, a U.S. Department of Education spokesman told the Federalist, the Biden administration's press releases from several agencies announcing this policy will be followed by formal rulemaking in June. There's something that they're doing there. They're bypassing Congress, but there's also something else that they're doing. This isn't legislation. This isn't even even regulation. This is a press release. I'm going to explain the significance of that in short order here. Here's a quote that I want you to hear from John Elsesser. He's the executive director of the Indiana Non-Public Education Association. And he said this in an interview with the Federalist, quote, "It seems to be playing politics with feeding poor kids, which is really unfortunate." He's talking about the Biden administration. Because if a school feels like they cannot participate because it's in conflict with their mission or values, if a religious exemption is not granted, you're taking away a program that's feeding low-income kids. Okay, communities out there, you want to feed low-income kids in your community with these government schools. In order to do that, you're going to have to subject your daughters to possible attack by some horny little kid that wants to go into the bathroom and rape your daughter. That's how you're going to get money. I'm almost lost for words. This is the epitome of evil. I don't know what else to say. Pre-COVID, the National School Lunch Program fed nearly 30 million kids every school day in approximately 100,000 public and private schools and residential care facilities. Under this new demand, establishments that accept any federal food funding, including food stamps, must allow males, dudes, who claim to be dudettes or females, to access female private spaces, including showers, bathrooms, and sleeping areas. Now, man, let me ask you, when you and I were growing up and we knew that boys were boys and girls were girls, if this rule would have passed, we would have been like, whoop-de-doo, heck yes, I'd love to see some naked ladies. But now what's going to happen, just like California is doing with the prisons, they're going to force schools all across the country to integrate boys into girls' safe spaces, or what should be safe spaces for girls, and put them in danger. And it's either, listen, you do this or you don't get the food you need in order to feed these poor kids. I don't know. Every day I've been saying how evil the Biden administration is. And I've used that word liberally, like I never thought I would. I don't like to use that word to try to be hyperbolic. I really don't. But I don't know that I can imagine anything more evil than this. This is evil. This is evil. All right. So again, let me just read this over. Under this new demand, establishments that accept any federal food funding, including food stamps, must allow males who claim to be female to access female private spaces, showers, bathrooms, sleeping areas. Such organizations must also follow protocols such as requiring staff to use inaccurate pronouns, forcing people to use inaccurate pronouns to describe transgender people, and allowing male staff to dress as women while on the job. So dudes can dress as women. And if you believe in science, if you believe that in XX and XY chromosomes and you get it wrong, you get in trouble. No. Guys, we just can't play along with this anymore. It's time for us to step up and be the heroes. And we're not going to be like these heroes again that have endured these wars, whether it's Iraqi freedom, whether it's the many that suffered and died, in Afghanistan and fighting the wars for Americans. And guys, listen, regardless of how you feel about the war, I just want to give you vets that are listening you praise for doing what you did. And obviously, we want to honor the memory of those heading into Memorial Day that have lost their lives. God bless you guys. I mean that with all sincerity. I know you hear it this season, but I truly believe it. I truly believe it's an honor. And I feel like it's a privilege to live in the United States of America. I'm privileged and I'm blessed. And that's because of you. That's because some of you are alive, you vets that are alive, and obviously we'll celebrate Veterans Day and on another date. But for those that lost their lives, you family members perhaps that are listening out there and you lost a loved one in war, I just want to say thank you for your sacrifice. I know it's just words, but just please, I want you to understand from the bottom of my heart that I genuinely mean that you guys are the real heroes, and I'm looking for some more heroes to fight in this culture war that we do have. So the option, it seems right now, is going to be homeschooling, and private schools have to abandon federal funding, and any public schools that can afford to do so are going to need to do so. Religious institutions are exempt from this order, which it isn't an order as of yet, but from this memo, according to the Alliance Defending Freedom, Greg Baylor at the Alliance Defending Freedom, he says, according to the 1972 Title IX law, religious institutions don't have to file any paperwork to be exempt, although they can if they wish. But here's the problem. Here's what the Biden administration is trying to do. He's trying to put these institutions like the Alliance Defending Freedom or anyone that would file for an exemption on blast so these lefty brown shirts can go after them, you know, like they protested outside or probably still are. I haven't even looked up on it lately, to be honest with you, outside of the Supreme Court justices' homes. Because they couldn't, they got upset because abortion won't be codified into federal law wherever they live, they're going to have to get the abortion there. It's not necessarily going to be a right from state to state, but you're still going to be able to kill their babies. But despite that, they're upset. They're still going to get their way. They actually have more power if Roe v. Wade is overturned. But the dummies have been so dumbed down by government schools and the Democrats and lefties and the teachers unions that run them. They don't even understand that. So Baylor does admit again, he's with Gregory Baylor, is with the Alliance Defending Freedom, that religious institutions essentially will be bullied, that publicly affirming a commitment to sexual reality by seeking an exemption acknowledgement from federal agencies makes this extremist and pressure campaigns. The activist group called Human Rights Campaigns, a blueprint for the Biden administration, pushed for narrowing religious exemptions for multiple federal regulations and for the administration to quote out, close quote, individuals and institutions who request such exemptions. You see what they do? If the left doesn't get their way, their ideas suck. You know, I want you to understand when I say Biden administration, I mean Democrats. Democrat policies suck and they're not democratic. They don't want to play in this system. They don't want to exist in this representative republic. They don't want to exist in this democratic republic. And when I say democratic republic, that is our system, meaning all of us can be involved in the system, but we elect representatives to represent us. Democrats don't want that. They want to totally shut us out of the process. It's like, hey, you better listen to me, boy. That's basically the Democrat mindset. And sadly, so many people within the Democrat Party falls for it, and they're becoming little dictators themselves. So Biden has been demanding that although these schools are exempt and don't need to file paperwork, he's demanding that the schools do. USDA officials are telling schools to file paperwork to be exempt, and they don't have to. They don't have to. They've never had to. Although Title IX law says that that's an option, but not required. So Title IX law says that's an option, but not required. The Biden administration is demanding that schools file paperwork in order to show that they're exempt. Now, there's no legal authority here. I want you to understand that. There's no law in place. This is just a memo. This is just a memo that the Biden administration is putting out, trying to force people to comply. And many people may not understand they don't even have to comply. So this was all confirmed to the Federalist earlier this week. This is from the gentleman from ADF Baylor. Organizations may request a religious exemption by submitting a written declaration to the Secretary of Agriculture identifying the provisions that conflict with the specific tenet of the religious organization. So really, a local school district must seek the Secretary of Agriculture within the federal government. Government schools have no exemptions. At best, parents and taxpayers can urge school districts not to comply. This is where you come in, you heroes that are still the parents out there that still want to be a parent to your children and your taxpayers. All right. So you can urge school districts not to comply. These are going to be inevitable lawsuits that are coming through. This is not law. This is not codified into federal statutes any way, shape, or form. So you can fight, parents. You can be a hero. Here's a quote from the Indiana AG. Biden is, here's what he's trying to do. He's so absolutely right. The Biden administration is grossly extending the Bostock holding where it does not belong. We'll talk about that. That was a Supreme Court case. We'll talk about that shortly here. The Biden administration is grossly extending the Bostock holding where it does not belong. Like many of the Biden administration's power grabs, this imposition transgresses areas of proper state and local authority. As the principal guardians of federalism, state attorneys general have the ability to combat such overreach where it injures state functions. And I want to be emphatically clear, what the Biden administration is trying to do is blur the lines between state, local, and federal government. They're trying to eradicate federalism. And we have to fight against this. These people, even when Democrats lose, they win. They're not giving up. That's why prices are going to go high. And gas prices are going to continue to soar because they figure, listen, they have their knee on our necks and they're not going to let up, because if we go mano a mano, idea to idea in a debate or an election cycle, they lose. Their ideas are bad, and they're afraid that people are going to wake up and realize it. Look what happened in Georgia. They said if Georgia required voter ID, even though Georgia extended early voting, they were talking about all this voter suppression. What happened? The numbers literally virtually doubled when it came to people showing up to vote, minorities showing up to vote. There was a 70 in Georgia, in the Atlanta area. There was a 70-year-old woman who was admitted that she was concerned about the election integrity laws as a black woman, because all she was hearing is how her vote would be suppressed. She gets in there to vote, and she could not believe how seamless and how much easier the process was. And guess what? She had ID, a black woman with ID. Who would have thought? It's absolutely amazing. And then Biden's mission basically is to sexually groom all your children. And think about this. This move, what it does is it transcends race demographics, because Democrats are losing more minority voters. They're losing more black voters. They're losing more Latino voters, because you know what? Self-preservation is at the top of every family's chart, right? You can vote Democrat all you want to. You can hate Trump all you want to, but then Trump leaves office, Biden gets into office, and then you have soaring gas prices, soaring food prices, supply chain shortages. Still to this day, nothing seems to be getting better. Everything seems to be getting worse. Racial tensions are worse. The borders, the southern border is wide open. It doesn't even exist at this point. Absolutely amazing. But this is so the goal is to transcend race and to start thinking even more broadly. The Democrat Party is the left wing radical, or the Marxist Party known as the Democrat Party in America today. So the goal is to transcend race, since they're losing those voters. All right, let's get people to fight for transgender rights, this right or that right. And that way they can capture, they believe, a larger group of people with a fishing net. So if these if a black doesn't want to be a victim because they're black, maybe they'll be a victim like Laverne Cox, because he thinks he's a woman. That's the way they that's the way they roll. All right. Recall that young lady at the Loudoun County, Virginia school district that was raped in the bathroom by a dude pretending to be a dudette. We're living in scary times. This is what some female students had to say at a high school. I'm not sure exactly where their parents have, parents have told the Federalists, this is where this comes from, that their daughters no longer use the bathrooms or locker rooms at their public schools because they don't feel safe there. Many parents are finding after the fact that school districts are helping their children live as the opposite sex and hide that from their families. So big government has taken over family, and that's what they want to do. If they can divide us, if the left can divide us politically, you know, the party wise, but if they can divide the family, if they can destroy the family, if they can destroy that fabric, I mean, you're born into your family. That is who you are. Good or bad, you're born into your family. The government, the Biden administration and the left wants to rip that apart. So now your bond is with the government. This is what's happening. Man, this is scary. So here's what's happening in some lefty schools. This is a quote from Baylor, the guy from the Alliance Defending Freedom. Some percentage of school districts want to be told by the federal government that they have to implement a gender ideology. Of course, some schools are woke. They buy into this. If anyone complains, they can say we're just doing what they told us. Go blame Joe Biden, not me. Close quote. Now, where did this damage come from? I got to tell you, Neil Gorsuch has been a fabulous Supreme Court justice, but he really screwed up here. I told you I would get back to this decision, this Bostock decision. As Biden promised to do while campaigning, his administration is pushing sexual confusion on as many institutions as it can, according to the Federalist. This aim has gotten a huge boost from the 2020 Supreme Court decision, Bostock versus Clayton County. All right. An unconstitutional ruling that gives this extremist sexual agenda a legal fig leaf, the Federalist says. That 5-4 decision clinched by Trump appointed Justice Neil Gorsuch, however, concerns sex differences, not in education, but employment. So not in education, but employment. But here's the problem. If you give Marxists an inch, they're going to take 10 miles, 20 miles. And that's exactly what they did. The column goes on. While the majority opinion said Bostock only applied to Title VII or employment law, it provided the rationale and excuse to extend this reasoning elsewhere. And the Biden administration's press releases are ignoring the ruling's claimed limits to apply it to other areas of federal code, particularly education's Title IX, as many predicted. And here's what the goal is of the Biden administration. It's to brainwash your kids. It's as simple as that. You're fighting against this. You don't believe in this, but your kids are going to grow up thinking that that this is okay. Walking into female restrooms, doing your business, you know, showing off your schlong in front of, you know, females, any female, it doesn't matter. Unbelievable. So how is the Biden administration avoiding the court battle? I talked about this in the beginning, but I want to clarify this. Not only is the Biden administration's use of federal food subsidies to impose sexual politics legally suspect in substance, it's also legally suspect procedurally. Baylor said that's because press releases are not legally enforceable, only federal regulations that have followed proper legal procedure. Again, the Biden administration's use of federal subsidies to impose sexual politics legally suspect in substance. It's also legally suspect procedurally. Why? Because it's a press release. It's not a regulation. It's not law. But these schools start to capitulate. And before you know it, we're in court battles. This is what they did with the vaccine mandate initially, you may recall. But here's some solutions. Biden hosts the presidency for more than 2 years, so things are going to get bad. All this means that American children who don't attend Christian schools, private schools, will be subject to social chaos. That's what the left wants. But here's some things you can do. Withdrawing your kids from public schools. I know a lot of people don't think it can be done, but honestly, if you want to educate your kids, you may be better at it than you think. And it may be worth it to save the country and to save your kid, quite frankly here. All right. School boards. Another thing, school boards refusing to follow regulations. So get involved in your school board. Know what's going on. Demand that they don't follow these regulations because they're not legally binding. This is essentially just a letter. And schools can refuse to accept federal funding. Even public schools can do so. I know it comes at a cost, but there's other ways where they can get funding, I'm sure. Or maybe they have to shift the budget a little bit, but this is crazy. The bottom line is we need heroes. We need heroes. America is short of heroes. So all of us are going to have to step up to do a little bit more. I want to get into this video shortly here, but let me go through this just real quickly. I said I wanted to give you a quick review, if I can find it, of... let me just go through a quick gun control miss, because the Biden administration is doing all they can to destroy your right to be able to defend yourself against a tyrannical government. That's what the Second Amendment is for. The Second Amendment, here's one myth. The Second Amendment does not guarantee the individual right to bear arms. It only applies to a well-regulated militia. Well, in District of Columbia versus Heller, the Supreme Court affirmed that the Second Amendment does apply to the individual's right to bear arms, independent of any involvement in a militia. Many gun control advocates, however, point towards the phrase that the right does not extend to dangerous and unusual weapons, quote unquote. However, it does say that those weapons that are, quote, common use at the time, close quote, are protected. One would have to argue that semi-automatic rifles are not in common use, despite millions of them being in circulation in the United States alone. The vast majority of weapons, 99% of them, are semi-automatic weapons, guys. So don't fall for that nonsense. More guns equal more gun crime. We know that's not true. There's been a comprehensive Harvard study that shows that the burden of proof that more guns equal more deaths and fewer guns equal less deaths, close quote, has not been observed by evidence across a wide array of nations. This can also be seen in the U.S. over the past two decades, as more guns have gone into circulation, so more people have bought guns, but the violent crime rate has gone down. These are just facts. The UK and myth three, the UK and Australia gun bans have reduced violent crime. That's not true. But the UK and Australia instituted strict gun control legislation, which basically eliminated private gun ownership in 1997. However, neither country's legislation had an impact on lowering violent crime. There's a little more there, but that's basically the gist of it. Fourth, the assault weapons or firearms that our military uses. Guys, that's just absolutely not true. Our military, they use fully automatic weapons that you can't buy, that you have not been able to buy for almost 100 years or 90 years or so. So there's those would, I guess you could consider assault weapons or weapons of war. You and I are going to have to go to a gun store of some sort and purchase a semi-automatic weapon. So don't let the left fool you in language. Myth five, the 1994 assault weapons ban didn't work because it wasn't strong enough. The fact is that the assault weapons ban did not work to reduce violent crime because the firearms that it targeted were used very rarely in criminal activity. There was a 2004 study, and I showed you this or read through some of this yesterday. The vast majority of crimes where criminals use a gun are committed with handguns. Why? It's simple. They're easier to conceal. It's as simple as that. Myth six, you don't need an AR-15 because it has no legitimate purpose. AR-15s can serve many purposes. It's utility. It's a sport rifle. It's like a 22. It's not even that large of an ammunition round. Its utility and modular design is one of the reasons why the platform is so popular, as this New York Times article points out as well. The AR-15 can be used for competition shooting, target shooting, hunting, smaller game, you know, varmint hunting, as they call it, as well as self-defense. Just ask the Korean shoppers during the L.A. riots in 1992, no doubt. Myth number seven, 40% of firearms are sold without background checks. Guys, this is a complete and utter lie. I've purchased many firearms. You always have to get a background check. And yes, even if you go to a gun show, they treat it just like you're in a gun store where you have to get a background check. Here's what the left is going after. They want to be able to shut down any private sales, which is our legal right to do so. You can go buy a car. Those kill people. You can go buy a hammer. People kill people with that. You can go buy a knife. People kill people with those. But you can't privately sell guns to another person. It's really simple to do. You take the person's information, take the serial number of the gun. If there's ever an issue, you can always report it to law enforcement. And honestly, people that are doing private sales are not going to be the people on the streets of Chicago, New York City, LA, in gangs, shooting, killing people. It's not going to be those type of people. That's just the truth. So the myth, 40% of firearms are sold without background checks. This myth came from a 1997 study of a small sample of 251 interviews. Whoopie-doo. 60% of the respondents in the study purchased their firearms through a retail store or pawn shop, which must be FFLs or licensed firearm dealers that conduct background checks. The assumption that the remaining 40% did not go through an FFL, and background checks is just utterly ridiculous. This number runs into problems, though, as the study explains that 3% were obtained through the mail, 4% from a gun show or flea market, 17% from a family member, 12% from a friend or acquaintance, and 4% from others. So basically what the Biden administration and the left wants to be able to do is to simply control every freaking gun sell and document everything so that when they want to take away your freedoms, they know where you live so they can come take your gun so you can't defend yourself. It's as simple as that. Now, let's do this. Let's close out. And by the way, before we do so, I want to show you this video. I think it's fabulous of Tom McDonald. We're going to have to break it up just so we don't get in trouble, licensing agreements and stuff like that. So, Gabe, I know you can hear me. So maybe every 25 seconds or so, just let me go ahead and comment on it. And we'll break this down because I think this guy is a culture warrior. He is doing a great job. And I enjoyed the video and I just wanted to share it with you. We'll break it down a little bit before we go into the video. Guys, I'm going to remind you, subscribe to my podcast everywhere podcasts are found. Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble. I'm fighting for your freedom. Guys, help me to get the word out. When you subscribe, that helps me to do so. I know this gets annoying, but it's just something that we have to do. This is part of the business. But YouTube, Rumble, really like to build my numbers up. I am being censored on YouTube. But if you subscribe there, the videos that we can put there will go right into your inbox. We're up on Rumble every single day. Also, you can find me on my social media sites, Instagram. I really need to build up. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, The Carl Jackson Show, on any one of my social media sites. You'll be able to find me there. But now let's go ahead and play the video. And Gabe, I know you can hear me, although I can't hear you yet. But let's just remember, obviously, you know, I'm sure more than me, we've got to break this up so we don't get into trouble. Here's the latest video by Tom McDonald. It's entitled The System, and I want you to listen to it. I want you to be motivated by this, and we'll dissect it a little bit here. Go ahead, Gabe, por favor.
Welcome to the world, baby boy. I'll paint you red and white and blue. The indoctrination starts as soon as you come out the womb. Pretty quick, we'll make you stupid with curriculums at school. And if the classroom doesn't do the trick, we'll make you watch the news. Pick your...
All right, just right there. I mean, honestly, this guy's lyrics are just amazing to me. The indoctrination now starts right outside the womb. What are we witnessing around the country? What are we witnessing with the Biden administration? What we just got through talking about how they're trying to sexually groom children now, where these poor children aren't going to be fed, at least not from the federal school lunch program that we all pay for, if schools do not allow boys to go into girls' bathrooms. So the indoctrination is starting right away outside of the womb. And if you don't get it from politicians per se, you get it right from the news. So look at what social media is doing. Look at what left-wing news organizations are doing. They're no longer providing people with the news. They're just offering opinion. I'm a person that offers opinion, but I tell you where I stand and that I am a political analyst that's offering my opinion. Journalists today are no longer journalists. Let's go ahead, Gabe.
Right or left, take the red pill or the blue. You can vote, but even if you win, still everyone will lose. Don't forget to buy designer because Gucci makes you cool. We prioritize material belongings over truth.
All right, so even though you vote, you'll lose. And this is essentially what the left is trying to do. Your vote doesn't matter. You just look at how the left is just destroying culture, destroying the vote, whether it's mail-in ballots, mass mail-in ballots, absentee ballots. You feel like your vote doesn't matter. And even if you did vote, consider Democrats even. Did you guys vote for higher gas prices, higher food prices, vaccine mandates? Did you guys vote for any of this stuff? You didn't vote for that. Did you vote for a war between Russia and Ukraine? Did you vote for a surrender and retreat in Afghanistan? You didn't vote for any of that. Did you vote for little boys being able to bum rush your little daughter's bathroom? You didn't vote for that. Go ahead, Gabe.
Job that you can't stand, so you can buy some cans of food. Go overseas and die for freedom. There's some oil we could use. Our democracy exists so that you think that you can choose. But our algorithms make you do what we want you to do. What's the problem? You're depressed.
The algorithms control us. Censorship is big. He talked about also going overseas. Our soldiers going overseas to die. And basically we're fighting a green energy war. We can get that right here in the United States. We were energy independent under President Donald Trump. We no longer are. I mean, the guy just hits, the way he's able to put this into a rap format is just sensational to me. Go ahead, Gabe.
You do what we want you to do. What's the problem? You're depressed. Society has you confused. We got medication for you that you'll probably abuse. Go get married to a lady who also don't have a clue and pump out a few babies that are just the same as you.
Yeah, the medication and pumping out. And medication is the it solves everything now, right? So you can go to a psychiatrist, I guess. You can get medication for just about anything. You can go to the doctor, I guess, and get just about medication for anything. But the FDA, NIH, NIAID get to determine what's good for you, what isn't. And we have a bunch of bureaucrats there that are determining the health of the United States of America. While borders are wide open, fentanyl is flooding in. Go ahead, Gabe. Yeah, and they give you medication. Good point, Gabe. They give you medication. You get hooked on the medication. It's amazing the damage that our own government is doing to people here.
The system, everyone's a victim. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, it hates you all. Here inside the system, violence is a symptom. Fighting for what's right, but somehow everyone is wrong. Welcome to the system, everyone's a victim. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, it hates you all. Here inside the system, violence is a symptom. Fighting for what's right, but somehow everyone is wrong.
All right, so violence is a system. Violence is a system. Everyone's a victim. And you know what? So here's what's weird about that. So in the system, violence is a system. Everyone's a victim. Okay. So at first I wasn't sure how to quite interpret that. I'm not sure if this what he means, but I will say this. I do feel like we become a victim to the system, whereas we are supposed to exist. We, the people outside of the system. I mean, it is a system. Don't get me wrong, but we control the system, right? As we, the people. But now it's gotten to a point where the system and those within the system, the elite class, they control us. And violence is a symptom of the system. If you consider what the left is doing and how they're trying to transition us into this, I don't know, new world order, this new Marxist system where global elites just run the show. Violence is it is a symptom of that. The transition is going to be hard. The transition is going to make people flip out. The left is going to use violence against those that will not comply and capitulate. So effective point there. Go ahead, Gabe.
Welcome to the world, baby girl. I'll paint you pink if that's okay. We'll encourage self-destruction through the music that you play. We divided all the men by trying politics and race. And honestly, it's working awesome. So for you, we'll do the same. Never teaching you.
Man, we've divided all the men, politics and race. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. We've divided all the men. Men that used to stand up, men that used to be heroes. Remember, the thing for today is America has a hero shortage. Now we men are divided. It's us against them. It's blacks against whites. It's Democrats against Republicans. It's no longer men that are willing to stand up for our daughters, for women in society. It's absolutely amazing. And we need strong men. We need strong men. Men shouldn't be vilified. Masculinity shouldn't be vilified. There's always going to be toxic people, whether male or female. And yes, there's only two biological sexes. So there's always going to be toxic people, but masculinity isn't toxic. Femininity isn't toxic, but there are toxic people. There are toxic ideas. Go ahead, Gabe.
It's working awesome, so for you we'll do the same. Never teaching you to love yourself, inject you full of hate. Objectify your sexuality, then blame you for the rape. And weaponize the differences that make our men and women great. Then just to screw with you, erase the genders. Everyone's the same. We'll empower you with white.
Yeah, we'll empower you with racism. Everyone is the same, you know, basically objectifying our sexuality, making the things that are unimportant the most important things. That's what the federal government is doing. They're making the moral immoral. I mean, the society is completely flipped since we're devoid of God. Go ahead, Gabe.
As the differences that make our men and women great, then just to screw with you, erase the genders. Everyone's the same. We'll empower you with rights to vote and fight for equal pay. Then have the men turn into women and you'll fight for them again. But you thought you had it figured out, but everything has changed. Welcome to the system. Please enjoy your stay. Here's a Bible and...
All right, so welcome to the system. Please enjoy your say. So women, a lot of you women may have fought for equal rights for women, and now you're going to have to fight again. And I don't know how you win this battle necessarily, except by defeating leftists in every way, shape, and form, in every public forum possible, in national elections, state elections, local elections, culture, and returning to church, a church community that believes in absolute truth. But you women fought for women's rights, and now you have to fight men in a different way. Now dudes that think they're dudettes that want to stump on your rights. Go ahead, Gabe.
Here's a Bible and a bottle of the cheapest booze we make. Find a man who can take care of you to fill the holes we made. Buy a house and settle down, fulfill your duty, procreate, and make a couple babies who will also do the same.
All right. Yeah, I like that line if I understand correctly. I actually like, go out, achieve the American dream, and make some babies that'll do the same thing. But on the flip side, I think he spoke of earlier, basically dumb people that buy into this system, that they're going to procreate too, and they're going to continue to do damage to the system. or to America. Go ahead, Gabe.
To the system, everyone's a victim. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, it hates you all. Here inside the system, violence is a symptom. Fighting for what's right, but somehow everyone is wrong. Welcome to the system, everyone's a victim. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, it hates you all. Here inside the system, violence is a symptom. Fighting for what's right, but somehow everyone is wrong.
All right, hates you all. Honestly, the system does hate us all. The way that it's comprised now under the Marxist left in the Democrat Party, it does hate us all. You know, when you sit there and think about it, the goal is to destroy all of us. The goal is to get all of us to comply. It doesn't matter if you're on the right or the left. The left, a lot of people that buy into Biden's policies and the Democratic policies are useful idiots. But and then you have people like me that are freedom lovers that the left are just trying to crush. They're trying to censor, like Bill Gates is trying to censor us. Absolutely amazing. So we're all going to be victims of the system. Go ahead, Gabe.
But somehow everyone is wrong.
Welcome to the world, everybody. I'ma paint you black and white. I'ma make you hate each other so that everyone will fight. I'ma give you our religion, let the righteous find the light. But I will also give you science to oppose the word of Christ. And I'ma...
So both he talks about giving us, we're going to have freedom of religion, right? But and then we're going to have these the science, we're going to give you science too, so that everyone will fight. I think he's a little wrong on that point, but I think I understand where he's going with that. Science exists. I think that the Bible proves science. I believe that's what really happens. But the way that the left use science is to try to nullify God. And they're trying to make, again, he's right, the left, he's trying, the system, I would say leftists, are trying to make all of us hate each other. And while they look over us, these global elitists, many in the Biden administration, and just watch us fight and tear each other apart. Go ahead, Gabe.
Fight. I'm gonna give you our religion, let the righteous find the light, but I will also give you science to oppose the word of Christ. And I'm gonna give you borders, they're imaginary lines. If you cross them, go to war and win when everybody dies. And I'm gonna give you money that you'll value more than life, and let the 1% have everything while you fight to survive. And then
God almighty, the 1%, the top 1/10 of 1% seem to be getting everything. They're thriving in this economy, in the Biden economy. I mean, not if they have stocks and all that kind of good stuff, but they have property. They have plenty of money. They have pretty great investments that they've done well on in the past. But you and I are still struggling to survive. So rich people can afford to live and pay $4, $5 for gasoline perpetually. $6, it's going to get even higher, guys. I hate to tell you, but for people like us, that's not going to be, it's just not going to be the case. Times are going to get rough. Go ahead, Gabe.
I'll give you politics, I'll call it left and right. And while you divide yourselves, I will conquer both the sides. Can't you see? I'm the system, my whole purpose is divide. What you choose will never matter because everything is mine.
Man, it's divide and conquer. Oh my God, this guy nails it, man. I love listening to this guy. He just nails it. It's divide and conquer. Again, we're going to be fighting each other while the Biden-Obama administration come in, Biden-Harris come in and save the day. They're going to take it all. They're going to take it all. And that's their aim. We never thought we'd live in this America. Well, we're here now. Go ahead, Gabe.
Welcome to the system, everyone's a victim. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, it hates you all. Here inside the system, violence is a symptom. Fighting for what's right, but somehow everyone is wrong. Welcome to the system, everyone's a victim. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, it hates you all. Here inside the system, violence is a symptom. Fighting for what's right, but somehow everyone is wrong. Welcome to the system, everyone's a victim. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, it hates you all. Here inside the system, violence is a symptom. Fighting for what's right, but somehow everyone is wrong.
Fighting for the system, but somehow everyone is wrong because we're in the system. And the truth is, again, I reiterate, we're supposed to be, if you will, above the system. We the people, we've lost that. We've given too much power to the federal government. And so now the system is controlling all of us. So we've got to fight like hell,
H-E double hockey sticks, excuse me, in order to gain our power back. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in to today's podcast. I know it's been a longer one, but I wanted to go through this. I think it's so important leading up to Memorial Day. What the left is trying to do is to create new heroes. And what we have to do, those of us that love freedom, is reestablish heroes, that are real heroes, cops, firefighters, good moms, good dads, soldiers, obviously, leading up to Memorial Day here, everyday citizens that might do something extraordinary to run in to save or stop a mass shooter or who knows, stop a robbery or just everyday heroes. We need to get back. We need to get back to that instead of allowing the left to say, you know what, you're a hero just because you're a dude that thinks you're a girl. No. That's not a hero. That's you're talking about sexuality. That has nothing to do with heroism. Do not let the left destroy the word hero and the meaning of hero. We have a hero shortage. So it's time for all of us to step up and reestablish what it means to be a real hero in today's society. Until next time, guys, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you. Thank you for sticking around today, enduring my laryngitis here. Again, follow me on all my social media sites, The Carl Jackson Show, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, True Social. I'm there. Subscribe to my podcast, SalemPodcastNetwork.com, TheCarlJacksonPodcast.com, wherever you find podcasts. Until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.